Scholastic Audio presents Tomb of the Khan, Book 2 of Last Descendants, an Assassin's Creed series by Matthew J. Kirby, read by Dan Bittner. When they entered the conference room, Isaiah rose from his chair to greet her, his green eyes vivid, his blonde hair swept back.
Good to see you, Natalia. I understand your simulation continues to prove quite stressful.
That's one way to put it, Natalia said.
Are you holding up?
So far.
Please.
Isaiah gestured to one of the seats around the conference table, which looked as if it had been cut from an enormous slab of obsidian.
Let's talk.
Natalia picked a chair opposite Isaiah, and Victoria took the one next to hers.
The Mongol Khans were often quite merciless.
Isaiah sat back down.
Especially during their invasion of southern China.
Natalia didn't really like to dwell on it, but the Mongols followed a pattern of psychological warfare and terror. First, they would offer to spare the city if its rulers would submit to the supreme sovereignty of the great Khan and pay him tribute. If the rulers agreed, having heard rumors of Mongol invincibility, the city was usually spared any bloodshed. If the rulers of the city refused, however, the slaughter and destruction that would inevitably follow turned Natalia's stomach.
I understand why that would be so distressing for you, Isaiah said. We all do, Victoria added.
Isaiah folded his hands on the table, his fingers long and narrow.
I wish there were some other way to learn what we need to learn.
So did Natalia.
Would you like to call your parents?
Isaiah asked. Natalia thought about doing that all the time, but she usually only allowed herself to call them every 2 or 3 days. And they visited most weekends. But she never told them about this kind of thing. She didn't want to worry them or stress them out.
I think I'm okay.
Victoria laid a hand on Natalia's forearm.
Then can we ask you a few questions about the simulation?
Sure.
Better to get it over with.
How is the parietal suppression going?
Isaiah asked.
Dr. Bebo tells me you're still having painful side effects.
Natalia nodded.
That is to be expected,
Isaiah said.
The electromagnetic waves temporarily silence your parietal lobes, the part of your brain that orients your perception of time and space. This allows for a deeper and more rapid acceptance of the simulation, but it can be quite disorienting for you.
He offered the same explanation every time, almost word for word, as if they hadn't had this conversation before.
The headaches aren't quite as bad,
Natalia said, hoping to move on.
That's good to hear.
Isaiah tilted his head a fraction of an inch to the left.
Have you seen any sign of it?
No.
Are you certain?
Natalia didn't like the way he always second-guessed her.
I think I would recognize a dagger with the power to destroy the world.
Perhaps you would,
Isaiah said.
Perhaps you wouldn't.
She knew he was impatient, and truthfully, she felt impatient too. The Peace of Eden was the entire reason she was here. It was the reason all of them were here at the Aerie, and Owen and Javier were wherever they were. The relic had to be found. But Natalia still wasn't sure who she wanted to find it first.
We know Bayan came into contact with it at some point in his life,
Victoria said.
It's only a matter of time. What if he came into contact with it as an old man?
Natalia asked.
I still might have a long way to go.
If we had Monroe's Animus Core with all his research, we could be more targeted in our approach.
Isaiah's eyes seemed to flash, and his jaw muscles tightened.
But unfortunately, we still don't know where he is. So for now, you will have to take Bayan's life one day at a time.
One battle at a time,
Natalia said. Isaiah and Victoria hadn't mentioned the Ascendance event recently. They knew Monroe had found something unique in all their DNA. They just didn't know exactly what it was.
What is the current situation in the simulation?
Isaiah asked. Natalia filled him in on the mountain assault and the Mongol horde's very rare defeat.
Everyone's sick, she said. Cholera or malaria or something.
Victoria swiped and tapped her tablet screen.
Some sources claim Monkey Khan died of an infectious disease during the siege. He hasn't yet, Natalia said.
Isaiah had started drumming his fingers on the obsidian table, his nails clicking.
Can you go back in tonight?
Natalia paused a moment before responding, rubbing her temples.
No, I'm done for the day.
Isaiah looked at Victoria sharply, and Victoria looked back at him for a moment before shaking her head, as if Natalia wasn't there to see any of it. But it didn't matter. They couldn't force her, and there was no way she was going back in right away. Isaiah rapped the table with his knuckles once.
Fine.
He rose to his full height.
I trust you'll get a good night's rest. And tomorrow...
Tomorrow, I go to war,
Natalia said.